Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you. And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, as we will take your calls about anything, otherwise talk about things interesting to us. And there was a conversation brewing during the news break that I thought we needed to have on the air. So let's do that. Gardner, you were telling me that there's been this Cash for Clunkers program happening where it's my understanding that people have been turning their clunkers, their cars that are kind of crappy.
They're not even that.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. That's a good
point.
Don't
have to be. Basically, it's a car that's worth...
less than $4,000?
Pretty much.
They've been turning their cars into...
Is your car worth less than $4,000?
Yeah.
Okay, Gardner?
Oh, yeah.
Mine, too. Okay, so we all drive clunkers? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. That's the funny thing. Again, government redefines a clunker, because a clunker formerly used to be a car that would not run.
Right.
Good point.
It runs poorly, and that's not what it's about. Maybe they might claim that it's pollutes more or doesn't get that great a gas mileage, but my car gets far better gas mileage than most vehicles on the road.
No, my car's in decent shape, considering how old it is. You're right. But they are they also taking clunkers as well, like ones that actually don't work?
If it's been on the road for, if you've been driving it for at least a year, yes. So you actually have to use this vehicle. They won't take,
You have to have had it in your name for a year, and
you've been driving it.
You have to have had
license and all that.
Yeah, and so for example, I just got this car less than a year ago. I couldn't do this, and they have great gradations for how much money you will receive based on the differential between the gas mileage that the car has that you are turning in and the new car you're buying.
So there's two gradations.
Yes, exactly. So you get more if there's a larger separation between the two gas mileages.
So if you go from a pickup truck to a little tiny Yaris or something like that, then you probably will get $4,500.
Yeah. So they're getting a bunch of big cars and old LTDs and Crown Vics and stuff like that.
How is that payout coming? Is it coming in a discount on the new car price?
No, it's cash.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a check from the government, although it's my understanding that no dealership at this point has received any checks.
Wait, so why would the dealership get the check?
Well, this is where we...
Are they fronting the cash?
Yes, the dealership fronts the cash.
I mean, most businessmen?
They're not making it so clients have to apply that cash to a purchase?
Yes, of course they're making it so they apply.
Okay, that's what I'd asked you.
But they still want their $3,500, Ian.
No, I understand that. What I was asking you was, how is the person getting that money? Are they getting a check, or are they getting it off the purchase price of a new car?
The dealership is getting it. Yeah, I mean, it's...
The client coming into the dealer is bringing a car in.
Correct.
And he's giving it to them, and they're getting money off the purchase price of a new car.
Right.
Is it only for new cars, or can you buy a used car with
There are
cash?
Some select used cars. I don't know the specifics on used cars.
So they are pushing people to purchase new cars.
The person who would be excellent to discuss this subject, with whom to discuss the subject, would be my girlfriend, Courtney. She works at a Toyota dealership, and she is seeing, as we sort of discussed a little bit off the air, it's just an absolute nightmare at her dealership.
What does that mean? What is she experiencing?
She's experiencing the whole back parking lot is piled high with cars that no longer run, because once they get these cars, they have to put this weird sodium chemical thing through the fuel line, and it seizes the engines up. You can no longer run the cars. And so these ramifications, first you got the economic ramifications, where if they did not pass this extra $2 billion, there were some dealers who were not going to be able to get the money for these clunkers that they've already accepted. They were going to have to pursue the people who had purchased the cars and, you know, contact SACL CAI to get financial recovery from these people that had gotten $4,500. It's a very strange setup. I think in some cases people actually are getting cash. And I'd love to find out some more information about this, because the story is that they're saying that either these people are going to have to return the cars that they've bought, or they're going to have to cough up the $4,500.
Wait, the reason for that was what?
Well, the reason is that the government, they had such a, and the government people call this a success, they had such a massive response to this
right.
that the funds were all used up. And some of the people who were doing the last deals, these agencies that were doing the last deals, they weren't sure whether or not they were still going to be covered in the original amount that was allocated for this.
So they did them anyway.
They did them anyway, exactly.
Because they're concerned about good customer service. They just wanted to get people what they
Yeah, this is the, well,
want.
It's we hear it's still going. They got money, but we don't know how many other people are out there in this giant game of chicken. So mm-hmm. we're going to do this. So you've got the financial thing. I'm not sure exactly how this is working, but from what I gather, if the government does not pay these dealers, the dealers are going to have to go back to the people who purchased the cars and try to get $4,500 out of these people.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That's a public relations nightmare for an industry that is already on the ropes.
Right.
That would be
terrible.
So basically the dealers would eat the cost.
Yes.
And, you know, some of them may try to recoup their losses from customers. But the thing is, I don't trust the government to write these checks.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they will.
Well, they supposed
Maybe
to have done
won't.
So by now?
Well, the government's always slow, Ian.
Right.
So I suspect, you know, what does by now mean? I'm sure that if a
Did
dealership...
Did they tell them they would cut them a check by X date and then miss the date?
But likely there's a 60-day option for the government.
A window.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
what would you do if you were the government? Well, we'll give you some money. We'll just wait 60 days. It takes a while to process paperwork.
And the real concrete thing that we've gotten out of this is a new report that just came out today that says used car prices could go up 10%.
Because of this?
Because of this. And,
right.
of course, they're pulling more used cars off of the market. So
mm-hmm.
poorer people who would have had an opportunity to get cars are now going to do what?
Pay more.
They're going to either pay more and have less expendable cash left over, or they're going to be taking public transportation.
Because you can't beat the marketplace. There's no way the amount of... Whenever you regulate, the market just flows around the regulate. They do what they can to obey, sure. and they increase the cost. But there's no way the government can set aside supply and demand. They can meddle with it, but they can't beat it forever.
Let's not forget that this is going to soften the used car market at the top end currently.
Yes,
so the late model used cars, where you run a dealership, and a friend of mine runs a dealership where he doesn't have
late model, meaning newer.
Yes,
yeah.
Better shape, looking good.
He actually runs one where it's BMWs and,
sure.
and Mercedes and that kind of thing, more exotic stuff, which he's really taken a beating in this market recently. People just don't have as much money. And, you know, in these cars where sports cars, for instance, the government's basically incentivizing people to not buy his cars.
Right.
This mm-hmm. could very well put him out of business.
Oh, wow. And also, go ahead, man.
Well, they're people would who might buy a late model used car, which usually there's a pretty good deal on, they might go ahead and just say, oh, I'll get the new one since I get a $3,500 step up here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that.
Yeah, there's another side effect, too. A lot of local garages now are seeing less business, and they will see less business, because the people who owned cars that were past their warranty with the dealership when they first bought them are now going to be under warranty with the dealership, and they'll be going back for the next year or year and a half to the dealer to get their repairs. So this
right.
is having ramifications. It's redirecting the flow of capital in a way the government wants it to go for some environmental and some political nonsense that they've got to supposedly cut emissions and to help Detroit.
The other thing that you'd mentioned during the break was that the charities that have the Donate Your Car programs, and I know these things. I've donated a car to them in the past.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you get to donate your car and get a tax write-off or whatever it is that they sell it.
Cars
as,
for kids.
You know, we're going to help the kids. We're going to help the sick. We're going to help the whatever.
Goodwill does it.
Salvation Army.
Right. Whoever it is they're helping. There are different organizations that do this, and you're saying those programs have been hit hard.
Absolutely. I read that the Salvation Army usually gets upwards of $13 million a year, and it's just gone, wiped out.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if you, for a second, you've got yourself a clunker.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting close to the end of its life, and you have the option of either, what you would have previously done, perhaps donated to a charity, get the tax write-off. Some people, that's an important thing. And then, or you can trade it in for $3,500 or $4,500 off a new car.
And you know what's fascinating?
What is an idea?
Yeah, you know what's really fascinating about this? You know, people like Sheldon Richmond, people like Lou Rockwell, people at the Mises Institute, I was saying this, and people listen to your show, I'm sure they're having conversations weeks ago saying, this is what's going to happen, this is what you're going to see, and sure enough, this is exactly, because they understand economics.
And we've talked about some of the economic ramifications. What about the fact that this is maybe encouraging people who might should not be buying a brand new car to jump into that particular bit of debt? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new Bad Girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give away the features on our site, including updates. Get signed up. We will keep you in the loop. If you want to know what the latest is about Free Talk Live, go and get on the updates list. It's free, of course. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
AudiblePodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can listen to them on your computer, too, if you'd like. You can try it out by downloading a free one. That's a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You won't get the free one if you don't go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. These aren't abridged books at all. They're full-length books. audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Go to your phone calls about what you want. Robert in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Well, once again, there's nothing the government doesn't touch that they don't screw up. But here's something interesting out of all this. As cars become older, they become clunkers, and then they become what? They become classics, a lot of them. Now we are wiping out possibly a whole generation of classic cars. So what would be interesting is to look at the cars that qualify for the clunkers and see which ones may become classic, buy those, hold them, because they destroy the whole car. I mean, the radios, everything's left in them. The engines are taken out, and they pour a chemical in there that destroys them. Mm-hmm. And they're going to wipe out a whole generation of classics for maybe 5-10 years worth of classic cars, too.
They'll certainly make them maybe even longer than that. They'll make them more valuable for the ones that people do keep.
That's what he's saying. Buy one if you can figure out which ones are going to be taken off the market, most likely buy one of those.
But the Studebakers and the 54 Fords and they're just sort of ordinary cars. Those are the ones that are not those are going to be the ones that don't make it through. So the ones that are parallel to those today will be the ones that don't make it through, if that makes any sense. So the LTDs. Yeah. Wham! Those are going to get killed because it's kind of an ugly car. Oh, I'm going to get LTD emails.
Robert, do you have any other thoughts for us?
Yeah, one other thought on a different subject. In fact, it's something I've heard there's a total media blackout on. When you get below Sacramento, California, I'm hearing that they are rationing off water to these farms, and you drive down the road and it's brown, brown, green, thousands of acres wiped out, 150-year-old walnut trees, bulldozed and laying in piles, and they, because of this delta smelt, it's a fish in the delta of Sacramento, they're trying to save this fish or whatever, and they're rationing water, and they're killing all the farms up down Highway 99 and Highway 5.
Wow.
And these farms that have been in, it's a total blackout. Kirk from the Armchair Survivalist, who used to be on GCN, was driving down there. He's getting pictures of this, and he says they're literally wiping out thousands and thousands and thousands of acres in our breadbasket of Northern California.
Well, if it's true, it wouldn't surprise me, because bureaucrats don't know how to respond to supply and demand. And so when you put bureaucrats in charge of a very important supply, and that is the water supply, it's inevitable that when droughts happen, that they won't be able to handle it in any way other than a crackdown, or in this case, some asinine claim that there's a fish they need to save, that so therefore, you know, we're going to kill your farms in order to save the fish. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Not sure if it's happening or not, but it sounds believable.
It certainly makes sense.
Yep. 800-259-9231.
Probably get the politicians here in New Hampshire to get behind saving the scrod.
What's that?
They are
the catch of the day.
Yeah, it's a type of. It's not a fish in particular. People think that it's a real fish.
I love that.
But it's basically catch of the day. Scrod is, so it's whatever they call it.
One of those northeastern terms.
I don't even know how to explain the joke.
You're bringing back my dad for me, man. He was the first one to explain that to me. I was like, Dad, what's scrod? Is that like halibut? Is that like salmon? He goes, no, it's just
cod,
whatever fish they got the most of.
It's all those.
That day.
Yeah. Interesting. Let's continue here. We'll take your calls about whatever you want. Just dial in, 800-259-9231. So just one more thing to expound on with this Cash for Clunkers program, which is just throwing the automotive sector into an even worse situation than it already was in, just really screwing up the supply of used cars and as that last guy was pointing out, or one of the last callers was pointing out, taking the used car segments off the market. I mean, it's just really a mess. But what about, how likely is it that somebody who maybe is in an economic circumstance that they don't otherwise wish to be in, maybe a kind of a negative economic downturn, their cost of living is going up, they got laid off, and maybe they're working a minimum wage job or something like that. Then this Cash for Clunkers program comes in, and they hear this sexy sales pitch that they'll be able to get $4,000 off a brand new car. And, you know, there's kind of an obsession with some people with cars out there. They like their new car scent, and the new car is a very attractive
thing. Everybody wants a new car, man.
Absolutely. Sure. I don't, but, you know.
You don't want a new car just if it was given to you?
Oh, I'd take it, but, absolutely. You know, I'd be happy for a new car.
Happy as I could be, but I don't want to pay the price that new cars cost. That doesn't mean I don't want a new car.
Well, plus there's something to be said for a used car. I mean, a lot of used cars have been running pretty well for a long time, and some new cars kind of crap out.
But you know, I think I know where you're going with this, and I really like this approach of what you're saying here, because I see the same thing sort of happening. This you know, getting people to start acting in more risky ways where they should not be participating in the market.
It's an economic incentive,
exactly right.
That otherwise wouldn't be present.
It's a moral hazard is what they're presenting.
And the government comes in with this tantalizing offer. Hey, you've been wanting a new car, haven't you? You've been wanting to save the earth with a new green automobile?
Yes.
Come on down to your local, your favorite automotive dealer. Bring in your crappy old car. We'll give you $4,000 off. You know, whatever it is that's in their inventory. And then, ooh, that sounds like a great deal. I've been waiting for the opportunity to go and get this, even though they don't have any, you know, money in the bank account or anything like that. They're living paycheck to paycheck.
Urgency. Because you don't know how long this Cash for Clunkers deal is going to go on.
It didn't go on very long, right?
How long did it last? It's back.
Oh, it's back now. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
They another original, 2 weeks or something.
Right. They had original $1 billion, and then they added on two more.
But there was a very quick response because people poured out of the woodwork having an economic. It's
not going to stay around forever.
Right. It's just like when Walmart has the free TV set, or not free, but really under cost TV set, Loss Leader, at their Christmas sale, and people line up out the front door and crush one another to get it. I mean, when you throw off the natural kind of state of supply and demand and pricing structures that the marketplace normally decides on naturally, when you do something a little unusual like that, it really throws things off. And so the government's doing that on a massive scale because, you know, a free VCR or whatever, not as exciting as a brand new car to a lot of people. So how many folks are getting into debt now with an automotive loan? And I don't know what the rates are on those things, but it's not cheap.
How many automotive dealers are saying, now's the time to clunk them over the head with the rate?
Mm-hmm.
Here are these people coming in for this great deal. They're not going to care.
Is your $4,000 back?
We're going to bring this up just a little bit.
Right. Yeah. So, instead of the 7%, let's go nine.
Yeah. So how many people are out there right now, the stories that haven't been told yet about people going in, getting all excited about getting some money off a brand new car? They're in an economic downturn. Maybe they lose their job a few weeks later, and because they're like a lot of Americans and living paycheck to paycheck, they don't have anything to keep them going. Soon their brand new car gets repoed. They're out of job. They're out of car. And they're in a real bad way. 800-259-9231. I know some people who would have been like that in that situation. I bet you might know some people that would make that same decision. Not a good choice, but they're making it anyway because the incentive is there for them to do it. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls. You can call about anything. Let's talk first to John in Ohio. You are on Free Talk Live. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
John, just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, here's what I was thinking, and I was thinking it last night. I'm watching, watching all these clips from the town hall meetings. Mm-hmm. You know, I just want to put a call out there to the Patriots that, that first of all, we can't slow down this momentum. We need to continue it. And the main reason for my call is that we have to come to the realization that the main Patriots leading this fight right now are between the ages of 55 and 75.
How do you derive that information, do you think?
Well, you can just basically from watching what's going on. I mean, there's tons of young Patriots out there. But what I notice and what you can tell very plainly that this is a grassroots operation is that these are normal senior citizens that have always been involved. That was standard procedure to go to these meetings, whether there was controversy or not. People were involved. And I just think that we, as younger Patriots, we need to be out there and support the older folks because there's a lot more of them out there.
Well, how is it? Well, how would you suggest that we support them? Go out there and lend the voices, spread the word about this? And I mean,
exactly. Exactly.
What is it that you see happening? I mean, you're saying that you think there's going to be more to this, that people will coalesce and do something else. Where do you see this going next?
Well, what I would suggest to patriots is that we start a side of the road sign campaign where at major intersections, I mean, you'll see these for going out of business sales and for retail. Mm-hmm. They'll be all over the place. I mean, I just thought, if everybody, and you can make these for nothing and really, really inexpensive, and start to put these at major intersections, because I haven't seen one yet.
So you're saying not to, you're not saying having someone hold the sign, you're saying just kind of post it?
You could do both of them. You could.
Well, if you don't want the sign to be stolen, you probably should have someone holding it.
But you probably get, if you have someone holding it, they're going to hold it for a few hours. You'll probably get a few hours out of your sign anyway if you just stick it on the side of the road.
That's true, but you'll also not get as much attention.
You will not get as much attention
to your sign.
And I think the phrasing on the sign's got to be key. One of the most important things I mentioned in one of the podcasts for the website is I said, very early on, I said, look, the first day I heard about what was going on, I said, you people are going to be demonized. You're going to be slandered. They're going to say that you're getting directed, and that's exactly what the politicians started to do. You've got to phrase things on signs that say, "I am a sovereign individual. I'm a free individual. This is unconstitutional and beyond." And say that you're not being directed by people. This is spontaneous.
Well, there's only so much you can say on a sign.
Yeah, well, you're driving by. You got to make difference. You got to make different signs.
Something that I think would be effective on the signs is to say that Congress is telling the American people to shut up.
Okay. And what do you expect will happen from putting out signs? Will you be promoting a website, or are you just trying to promote a mindset?
More just a mindset, really. Really, the mindset for people to know, to say, I'm driving around, I'm in Ohio, I'm outside of Cleveland, and I haven't seen anything like this. The only thing that I did see that I wanted to point out was on the 90, on 90 headed into Cleveland, there is a big factory, and on a changeable letter sign right along the I-90 major road, it said "local government or die," real big. I mean, somebody at a major factory, obviously the owners or management put it up, and I thought that was pretty neat. I'll try to shoot a picture and get it out to you guys. But, let people know, because there's a lot of people out there. I mean, the one thing that I realize is for every one or two people that are really actively involved, there are hundreds, because I talk to them every day, that feel the same way.
Sure they are.
No.
But the trick is
to get involved.
Yes.
There's a lot of people who are, quite frankly, are very intimidated. They're scared to do anything. That they'll be put on a list.
That's true.
Goons will come see them at their house.
This is you're enumerating many of the reasons why I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, because that's what I saw too, and I saw it a decade ago, back when things weren't as bad as they are today. I saw people responding to the message of liberty in a very positive manner. I saw them scoring 100-100 on the world's smallest political quiz. I saw them agreeing with me on everything I said about freedom, and then I saw nothing after that. And then I never saw them show up at any sort of activism event or any kind of opportunity to actually seize the opportunity to do something about it, rather than just agree in a political conversation. And that was my biggest, my biggest frustration, was that I was putting a lot of time and effort into this darn freedom movement, but nobody else seemed to really care enough to do anything. Sure, they agreed with me in principle. Sure, they had no problem saying they agreed, but would they actually do anything about it? And I think that, you should go out there and you should do what you think is right. I think that going to the town halls is a good idea. I think going and doing the protests, the tea parties, is a good idea. I think that's good, because you're getting some experience at doing something, but I don't know if it's all leading anywhere. I don't know if there's any cohesiveness to it beyond just a bunch of people getting angry. Do I think that means that nothing will come from it? I don't know what to think. I'm not there. I'm not on the ground there. We're not having that situation here in New Hampshire. People aren't shouting and angry and pounding, at least that I've seen here yet, over this issue. So I'm glad people are getting out. I'm glad they're doing something. I don't, unless you've got a website you're going to promote on the sign, I don't see how the signs are going to bring anybody else into this movement. I mean, you were just saying that the issue is that people don't know how to get active. If that solution isn't there for them to see, how is the signage going to move them toward that solution?
Well, that's a good question. I think one of the answers is just letting people know that there are people here in your local area that feel the same way you do.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't have the answer. I think you're right. I think websites, I think groups, I think meetings, I mm-hmm. think things like that. I think if there is going to be a meeting, to get out there with 100 signs, even with a sign walker at a major intersection where maybe 10,000 cars will read it and say, wow, there's a meeting here and I can go to it. But,
you will not see anyone show up at your meeting. I mean, I don't want to be raining on your parade here. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that everything has changed out there in the political world. I hope you can go out and hold that sign on the side of the road and have 15 people or even 5 people show up at the meeting.
I think things are changing in America. You would not have seen these kind of protests over socialized medicine a few years ago. I don't know what's changing.
Yeah, because Bush was in charge.
I don't know. But they would have had, Bush did lots of things. Did you see the Democrats out in force?
No, I didn't see the Republicans come out to oppose his Medicare increases.
Absolutely true. I don't know. I think things are changing, at least to some extent. I don't know what that change
prove
is going to bring.
Prove me wrong. Get out there and bring those signs out and tell me how many people show up at your meeting.
Also, let me say one other thing real quick. Also, when I was in New York State and President Bush was going to be doing an event, and so we waited and we wanted to see all the fanfare, and there were thousands and thousands of young protesters protesting against the war and mm-hmm. protesting against Bush showing up. And
right.
what upsets me is that none of them will show up out now. You have Obama in, and they have been just absolutely deceived into thinking that this guy's going to end the war and all that, and that whole movement is gone.
Oh, yeah. So
people at college campuses now, and they think Barack Obama is the greatest thing since sliced bread, and boy, are they deceived.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because people like antiwar.com, they have been covering this very closely. There was a tiny report, I don't remember, I think it might have been the New York Times, talking about the uptick in Afghanistan. And, Obama is continuing apace with Bush. He's going to get more Americans killed in mm-hmm. Afghanistan. And these anti-war protesters, other than antiwar.com, they're nowhere to be seen.
Thank you for the call tonight, John. I appreciate it. Let us know how your ideas work out. I'm very curious to – I hope somebody can prove me wrong. Show me that the people are going to actually do something more than just shout and scream. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea. The Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it is Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the site. The features are free, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find a whole list of things you can do to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. That's promote.freetalklive.com. We were just talking with John in Ohio, and he was commenting on all of the hullabaloo that's going on across the country at these various different town forums or town hall meetings, listening sessions, or whatever they're calling them.
But the, and socialized medicine.
Pointing out that
government. The government insurance option.
That he agrees with you, Mark, that something's happening here. And what that is ain't exactly clear. I don't know if there is something happening that's going to continue on into real meaty action. Like, getting out and getting loud, that's good. That's a good first step. And I think people should take baby steps. And I think they should be doing these things. I think there's value to all of what's happening here for the people that are participating in it. But I know how the political process works. I've been involved in it before. I hope I'm wrong. I hope this time everything's different. You know, I hope this time everything goes differently. But when I was doing politics heavily in the earlier portion of this decade, I got out and I got loud and I went to wave signs on the side of the road and I did those things. But nobody really got on board to do anything else. Well, and it was difficult enough to get people to participate in that. So I guess it's good that there are a lot of people pouring out to participate in these events, and I think that's a little different from what has maybe gone, at least in the recent past. Certainly there have been plenty of protests in the history of America. But as far as recent political action is concerned, this is certainly a little unusual, and I think that's good. It should be encouraged. But as Alexander Haig said, who apparently was... some advisor to Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, he was Secretary of State.
Let them march all they want as long as they pay their taxes. And isn't that what it really comes down to, is that you can beg, you can scream, you can yell, you can chant, you can get together and do all that in the same place, And maybe you're right. Maybe, you know, maybe you guys are right. Maybe this particular version of the health care bill won't get passed today or tomorrow, but they'll parcel it out. They'll do a little here. They'll do a little over there, do a little over there. And before you know it, it's all been passed within a year's time. Who knows how long it'll take, what the actual process will be. But will they continue to shout so loud? Will they continue to get as active as they currently are? How long can that be sustained? When they're seeing that these things happen anyway, when they get out and they get loud and they get ignored and they get pushed out and the doors get closed on them and the meeting formats get changed, as we've been pointing out here on this program, when these people realize that it's all a big scam and that they're not being listened to and they aren't being represented, as they should have realized with the bailout packages, when they realize that the representatives aren't representing them, and how could they? Because it's impossible to represent more than yourself, really, or one person. When they realize all this, what will they do? That's the moment of truth, isn't it? When they come to the conclusion that, this system isn't working for me. I'm out here yelling at the top of my lungs, and I'm chanting, and they're not listening, and I've written letters to the editor, and I've written letters to the senators and the representatives and the White House, and I've done all of the things I've been told to do. I've called, and I've written, and I've screamed, and I've yelled, and I've gone, and gone to meetings, and, you know, I've done all these things. I've run for office and lost, and some of our people have run for office and won, and then they voted for this crap, and they come, you know, they finally come to the conclusion that, crap, this isn't working.
This is why.
That's the moment of truth where they have to decide what to do. And most people throw in the towel. They say, oh, screw it. I've got a life to live. I'm just, you know, fly under the radar as long as possible till I croak someday. And hopefully they won't throw me in a jail cell in the meantime, you know, for whatever reason. I'm done with this. The system is broken. I'm out of here. How many of them will make that choice as opposed to the choice of continuing on and maybe taking the next step to non-cooperation, to disobedience, to move to New Hampshire, to join the Free State Project?
But they have to yell first, and that's why I encourage the people getting out and being active and you know, seeing what it's like.
I think part of it also is that, you know, we realize that it is just so bad. It's so awful to see what government does to people, and a lot of people sort of, as you say, they go through these phases. They get a little burned out after a while, they get quiet, and then something else comes up. As you guys have said, as we sort of stressed, this seems different this time. It does seem different, and people are very, very animated. That's why I would love, and I mentioned it when I was doing a production, I said I want to see more intense, really, really vocal people swear at these guys. Do anything you can up to, you know, almost violent protest. And really, you are actually morally okay for violence, but please don't do it, because you would be, if it came down to it, you would be justified for violent self-defense if it
but
came
then
down
you're a
to
madman
and then you'll
die.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't want to promote
and,
that,
and
but
I don't
this
think
is
it'll
sort of thing
do anything for liberty.
No,
and
violence begins
no,
violence.
Exactly.
The state will crack
exactly.
down even worse.
But to see this sort of intense, vigorous, angry resistance, do not let up. Be angry. Be very angry. Like John Lydon said, anger is an energy. I like that, and I like
the
idea.
I think that the anger needs to fade away eventually into understanding.
Something, well, productive movement afterwards.
Forgiveness.
But this at this time requires righteous indignation. They have got to remain energized.
For where they are, I agree with you. For
precisely.
Where they are, yes.
And
but the problem becomes that moment of truth that I was talking about, where the anger subsides to the realization that for all of their hot air and for all of their sign waving and for all of the phone calls and the begging and the organizing, nothing has changed. In fact, it's point of fact gotten worse. What do they do then? Most of them give up.
We're seeing people talk about secession here and there.
Talk is
cheap. But it's not very much. And
most people throw in the towel because that's where the incentives are.
Yes.
Because they look and they see, they know inherently that they could not pay. They could not go along with it. They could not obey. They could do these things. They know that's an option, but it sure does seem undesirable to them. I mean, after all, they do have a pretty nice life. I mean, there's television and TV and football and beer and all kinds of things to distract themselves with. Why would they want to put their lives on the line? Why would they want to put their freedom on the line? Of course, what they don't realize is their freedom is on the line. I mean, they know that to some extent, but their personal freedom seems far more at risk when the solution is, well, crap, you know, I'm just going to have to not pay these taxes anymore.
Yes.
So that means that they, well, my family will be targeted. They could steal my home. They could take me away from my loved ones and put me in a prison cell. So I'm going to just throw in the towel here and be quiet and go about my life.
And the other, I agree with you. So when do you reach that point where a lot of people are deciding en masse to do that? They get protection in numbers, they have had enough, or they're leaving. And those are the other options. You just move away. Where are you going to go? Literally, I'll tell you, Ann, while I was watching Bill Cosby Saturday night,
mm-hmm.
I sat there, and this is what goes through the mind of a, you know, liberty-oriented guy. I said, I'm thinking about, shoot, man, you know, if they really start ratcheting everything up here, I love being in New Hampshire, but where else would I go? My brother's in Panama right now, visiting Panama. And I thought, boy, that'd be pretty interesting to, I wonder. And then I thought, and my second thought was, wow, man, if I were in Panama, I'd probably have a really hard time going to see a guy like Cosby like this. All the American cultural things, all these things. So that goes through my mind. As I'm watching Bill Cosby, I'm thinking about these things because of what the government is doing to me and my neighbor.
Yeah, you should be thinking about other things.
I should be thinking about the cause.
And that's just it. The people are incentivized to go away from the conflict. Why would you want that? And I don't want conflict either.
Yeah.
But I have decided that freedom is important to me enough to where I will take what comes. I am willing to stand up and talk about freedom and act out as a free person. And I understand that there may be consequences for that. But I also understand that I'm better off getting together with others, and then maybe the consequences will be lessened. But let me just reset here for one moment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust that the American people won't be snookered again in 2010 and 2012. I think you're going to see a lot of hot air, a lot of shouting. The bill's going to get passed piecemeal. By 2010, they're going to all be of that same old mindset of, all right, it's time to clean house. We're going to get in there. We're going to put the good guys in. And they're going to elect some Republicans again, and the whole process is going to start all over again. So I think the best thing that liberty-minded people can do is go to these events and find those diamonds. Find the people that are going to continue on. Because in any group of 100 hot people full of hot air, there's going to be one or two, three of them that'll keep going, that aren't going to throw in the towel, that are going to look for that next step. They're going to see these events as exciting and interesting, but wonder what's next. Your job as an activist who loves liberty should be to give them those answers so they don't burn out and go away. Give them the opportunity to learn about the Free State Project. Give them the opportunity to learn about Free Talk Live. Gardner Goldsmith at libertyconspiracy.com. Go and get a flyer. Put one together. Use one of ours at promote.freetalklive.com. Give these people the next step so some of them will take it, because you know most of them won't. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.